The first year of New Jersey's ambitious bail reform effort is nearly over. The state was among the first in the nation to totally rethink its criminal justice system. Now, poor defendants are no longer stuck behind bars on small amounts of bail that they can't afford. And judges can hold particularly dangerous criminals in jail. That's something they could not do in the past. Nevertheless, not everybody's happy. Critics say the program allows dangerous criminals back on the street and provides no incentives for defendants to show up for court later. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been covering this over the last year and joins me now. Joe, first off, bring us up to speed on what exactly New Jersey did to overhaul its criminal justice system last year.
In a nutshell, the biggest thing that they did was pretty much eliminate cash bail. Previously in New Jersey, when you were arrested, a judge would set bail for you, and then you would be able to pay that and get out of jail while you awaited your trial. But a study in 2013 showed that nearly 40% of people were stuck in jail only because they couldn't afford their bail. So people identified that as a problem and decided to change it. So now judges are looking at two things in this new risk-based system. They're looking at whether they think you'll skip a future court date and whether you might commit another crime while you're out on release. And to help them kind of decide that, they're using a computer algorithm that takes into account different things about you, previous convictions, current charges, and then spits out a score, a risk score for you. And judges, they're not bound by it, but they can use that to determine whether to keep you in jail or not. Cash bail isn't completely gone, but it's only been used, you know, a few times over the course of the entire year.
Okay, the new system enjoys the support of Governor Chris Christie, New Jersey Supreme Court Chief Justice Stuart Rabner, and a host of other elected officials and advocacy groups. Who are the naysayers and what are they saying?
Well, there are plenty of naysayers, but I'm going to talk about two kind of main groups, and that's county governments and bail bondsmen. And we'll talk about county governments first. They said that the new system was an unfunded mandate on county governments, and that's because the counties are responsible for paying for things like the prosecutor's offices, courthouses, and sheriff's departments, and they've had to kind of pump some more money into those things after this bail reform effort. They also have to pay for jails, and even though jails are seeing their populations drop, they aren't saving that much, according to the New Jersey Association of Counties, and that group is led by a guy named John Donadio, and here's what he had to say.
All of the cost savings in a county jail is really done through staffing. Even if there's a 15 or 20% reduction in the prison population, you know, counties purchase, it's like going to Costco, you purchase food in bulk, you purchase other, you know, goods and services in bulk. So any cost savings there is just nominal.
So the counties brought their fight to a board in New Jersey called the Council on Local Mandates, and they pressed their case there, but they eventually lost. And now there are the bail bondsmen. These are the men and women that in previous years and currently in many other states, a vast majority of states, would help you pay your bail and then you'd get out of jail. You'd have to pay them back and they would make sure you showed up for court and things like that. They say now without them in New Jersey, and they're pretty much gone in New Jersey because they aren't needed anymore, there's no one there to make sure that people show up for court, which is technically untrue because there's a pretrial services division of the state judiciary that's supposed to oversee that. And the bail bonds industry has funded two federal lawsuits to end bail reform in New Jersey, which are still working their way through federal court.
So now, almost 1 year in, has it been determined whether the system's working?
Not exactly. We know certain things and we don't know others. For example, one of the biggest things we know, which advocates say is a huge plus, is that the jail populations are dropping. They've dropped about 17% through October. And criminal justice advocates, activists see this as a sign that poor people who would have been stuck in jail are now out. They're living their lives, providing for their families while they await their day in court.
That sounds like a huge plus.
It is, but then there are things that we don't know, and that could be a huge minus to some of the critics of the system. So those things, for example, that we don't know yet are how many defendants are being released and then committing another crime while out on release, and how many defendants are being released and then failing to show up for court. And those were two of the main kind of arguments against changing this system. Advocates say it's kind of unfair to look at those numbers and compare it to a vacuum because there was a system before this. Here's one of the people who was pushing for the reforms. Roseanne Scotti leads the Drug Policy Alliance in New Jersey.
You can't compare this system to perfection. You have to compare it to the system we had. Under the old system, people could be released on money bail and they might possibly commit another crime. Those things did happen.
So those statistics, whether people are committing more crimes while out on release and whether people are showing up for court or not, we don't have them yet, but the judiciary says it's working through them and they should be available in the first half of next year.
So in the process of anticipating changes going into the second year, let's factor in a new governor, Democrat Phil Murphy. Right. Is he expected to make any changes?
Probably not. I mean, Murphy has said that he intends to fully implement bail reform. That's something that he said during the campaign. His lieutenant governor, interestingly, Democrat Sheila Oliver, co-sponsored a bill before bail reform kind of took effect to roll back parts of it. And by that, I mean to allow money bail to still be used for certain defendants. This bill never went anywhere. There was some pushback to it. And it's unclear kind of whether she still holds that position or not. There are those two federal court cases I mentioned, which will continue working their way through the system next year. Also, kind of the other half of this effort, which hasn't been talked about as much this year because it's probably more applicable next year, are these new speedy trial timelines. So if you're arrested and detained before trial, now there's a whole set of timelines that the state has to abide by as far as bringing down an indictment on you, taking you to trial, and then the entire length from arrest to trial can't be any longer than 2 years.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
WHYY New Jersey correspondent Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.